W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Lionel Moyes. A Virginia community in shock after a mass shooting brought chaos to a high school graduation.
At least seven people were shot outside a Richmond theater where graduates and their families were leaving the ceremony. Police say two people are dead, including a 36-year-old man attending the ceremony and an 18-year-old who had just graduated. Another six people were injured in the aftermath, including a girl hit by a car. A 19-year-old suspect is now in custody, expected to face second-degree murder charges. Police saying they believe this was a targeted attack. The superintendent, still in the robe he wore for the ceremony, emotional.
Tired of seeing people get shot, our kids get shot.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially launched his presidential campaign. The Republican held an event in Manchester, New Hampshire. He called out both President Biden and former President Trump by name. Canadian wildfires leading to air quality alerts in more than a dozen states. This is ABC News. In London, Prince Harry took the witness stand in a case against the Mirror Group, a cluster of British tabloids accused of using unlawful means, including phone hacking, to obtain information on the celebrities they write about.
Harry is one of 100 people who claim that the Mirror newspaper group used unlawful tactics to gather information for articles between 1996 and 2011. They say this was used on an industrial scale. The newspaper has previously admitted hacking and they've paid out huge sums for it, but they say they didn't do this in Harry's case.
ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman. Prince Harry is the first top-level royal in 130 years to face cross-examination in a courtroom. A surprise stop in Russia for a plane load of passengers headed to San Francisco. An Air India flight was flying from Delhi when the plane had an engine issue and had to divert. Was flying smoother when you were a kid? Well, researchers say turbulence on flights has gotten worse in the last 40 years, and they say the cause is a slightly warmer planet. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Did you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should AI come with a warning? Like a warning label? Like how we have nutrition labels or ratings on movies and TV shows. But should something that's created by AI come with a disclaimer? 844-967-2789. And the follow-up question to that is that too much regulation? Does it not go far enough? In these uncertain times of the rapid development of AI, what is the role of trying to curb harm? 844-967-2789. That is 844-967-2789. Party. Jane Ratner, would knowing that something was or was not made by AI change how you consumed it?
It may. And I certainly think we need warning labels. I mean, when some of the main people who invented artificial intelligence are coming forward saying, wait, this might not be good, I think we should listen to them. Right.
I agree. And I bring this up because Representative Torres, who's a Democrat from New York in Congress, is introducing legislation that would require products of generative artificial intelligence to be accompanied by a disclaimer, which I think is a good thing. I think in the details of how often, like how big, like how much and like what is, because if in ChatGPT, it's like, well, I gave it a prompt. It gave me something back. I improved upon it as a human. Like it is this, like in certain cases, a co-working thing. I don't know. And so, I mean, it matters because I have so many articles bookmarked to go try to play, like find the time to go play with the different AI tools.
Right.
Because there's a part of me that believes it can make me more efficient. There's probably some stuff I'm doing every day that I could have ChatGPT or one of these things help me do that's repetitive. But like even the learning curve of learning how to do it, I feel like I don't have the time or patience for in the moment. But it's improving at a record pace,
yes,
right?
And, yes, it is.
And it's also, like, even experts, as you just said, Jane, are saying, like, disclosure is going to be crucial to combat fraud and maintain, like, healthy political discourse, if you can argue that we still have that. But this bill is the latest in a new wave of legislative efforts to regulate AI as, you know, Congress tries to figure out how they're going to deal with it. Like, how do you balance societal advancement with mitigating harm? And it's kind of a, but what I understand so far is it's bipartisan as far as Chuck Schumer is developing other legislation as far as when it comes to AI. But I'm just curious. I'm curious as far as how people think about what is the healthiest way for our society to continue to like use this to our advantage, but not let it take over like the Matrix.
Exactly. So my question is, when we're talking about products associated with AI, is this all written word or works of art? Or, I mean, are we talking about products? Are we, what exactly?
So I think it's a wide ranging thing. So like on the one side, there is articles written by AI, right? Like write a blog post for me. There is images made by AI. And that's some of the stuff that I think is actually the videos and the photos, because that was at the end of last month. So like end of May, there was a photo of an explosion at the Pentagon. Do you remember when this happened a couple weeks ago?
That one I missed.
So it was exactly that. It was someone probably put it into one of the AI simulators. It was
okay.
Like, create an explosion at the Pentagon. And it was not a real photo. And it caused chaos online. Like
I
within
bet.
A matter of minutes, it got posted, it got reposted, and it looked really real. And it spread on Twitter and other social media accounts. And then like it got all the way up to the White House to like shut it down. And it was quickly determined to be a hoax, because obviously that's something you can verify pretty quickly. Like, hey, Pentagon, did you just get like a bomb?
Was there an explosion?
Yes. Is everyone okay? No? Yeah? Okay. Okay. So this photo is not real. But it had real impact. It moved financial markets.
Oh my gosh. That's not good.
It's not good, but we've also talked about it with, we've talked about this with politics and like what's going to happen with political ads. And I just am curious of what people think is rational regulation on this, and is like anything that could be created come with a watermark or come with a, you know, in the same way we're used to TV shows when they pop up and what rating they have, so you know if your kids should watch it or not. Like, is that a start to know, like, hey, this is something that was generated by AI. You can still consume it. It is here. It exists. We're not saying you can't use these tools.
Right.
But it needs to come with the asterisks. 844-967-2789. And because I don't know. I don't see the downside of it.
Why? It's just a warning or a product an announcement. I don't see how this is impeding anything. They're not saying stop developing AI. They're not saying you can't make these products. We just want to inform the public that artificial intelligence was behind what it X.
Yeah, like in this bill specifically, it would have like disclaimer, this output has been generated by artificial intelligence. And it says that the enforcement would be under the jurisdiction of the Federal Trade Commission, which imposes civil fines for disclosure violations. And there's another even broader bill introduced by Representative Yvette Clark, also from New York, which would require disclosures from AI-generated political advertising, which I think is super important.
Oh, that's critical.
Because that has already been a problem
yes.
for the 2024 election. And so we'll see if that one gets any traction. But it comes back to like if the FTC was in charge of this, how often would the disclaimer be provided? Like, how would attempts to remove the disclaimer be prevented? How would generative AI be distinguished from other types of AI that don't require disclosure? So like, it's more complicated than just, well, this is what you have to do now. But I feel like at least a disclaimer, even, and like, you know, if you can't, because now I'm trying to think of everyone saying, oh, kids are going to cheat and, like, you know, write their papers using AI. And so, like, was that without just, like, the actual copying and pasting? I don't know. That doesn't come with a watermark, though. Like, the text versus an image or a video.
Right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 541. Anything that is real and unedited should be marked. So anything without it is assumed to be fake.
Oh.
And from the 414. Yeah, from the 414, AI is a knife's edge for humanity, an amazing advancement, or a horror leading to massive job losses, a loss of truth, education upheaval, and a true change to what is real.
And then we have Ben Zimmerman on the YouTube live stream saying, it depends what the AI is for. Military weapons is a hard no, because recently an AI weapon trail targeted friendlies for, quote, points. Drawing district maps, I'd favor AI over human. Well, doesn't it all depend on the inputs you put into it, though?
I think so. But again, there's always the concern that it will develop a way to learn on its own. And some of the things that I've been hearing just in the last couple of days, a couple different interviews on public radio, going back to some of the founders of this, in a military situation, this is just terrifying. To give artificial intelligence the ability to choose which targets to hit.
That is terrifying.
Think about it. I mean, it's... this is like shades of Jurassic Park and all and The Matrix. And it's just, there's lots of things that could go wrong.
Well, and that's like a different level. Like, I feel like I was just thinking about this. Maybe this is my simplistic because I have not taken the time to actually play with it more. But, you know, like the images, the output of like written word. I guess there's also, you know, there's also music that's been in the last couple months, like a song that went viral on TikTok that was a mashup of Drake and
somebody.
Oh God, it was Drake and somebody.
Big
and
hit, then obviously.
They had to shut it. They had to, well, it was. I mean, it was, but then they had to shut it down because they're like, "Oh, this song is not real." But one report from Europol, the European Union's law enforcement agency, predicted that as much as 90% of content on the internet could be created or edited by AI by 2026.
That's terrible.
So within 3 years from now. And the truth is, I mean, there's already so many edited images, right? Like Facetune is a girl's best friend when it comes to cleaning up what you look like and getting rid of those wrinkles.
Oh, show me how to use it after the show.
You don't post any pictures of yourself, but I will show you how to use it. I've been known to
tweak,
know, tap my forehead and be like, I'm going to make that look a little less wrinkly. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. Should AI come with a warning label, or what is the regulations needed as we embark on a brave new world of AI everything? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Would love to hear from you. We will keep this conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Do you believe in love?
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 49. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 45. Low 70s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 49 overnight. We should top out at 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Who let the dogs out? Who? 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 Who let the dogs out? Who? 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 Who let the dogs out? Who? 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 Who?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And right now we are discussing, should AI come with a warning label? Or is that not go far enough? What regulation is going to be needed to balance mitigating harm that AI can cause versus taking advantage of the usefulness that it can provide? 844-967-2789. But just a quick preview of where we're ending the show and why Jane may have just played that bumper music. We are ending today's show at 11:30 with a debate over what is the most annoying song of all time. Who Let the Dogs Out might be up there.
There are so many. There are so many, but it's a very subjective thing. So all of the bumps in and out today are all on a list for the worst songs of all time. If you want to defend them, that's great. If you would like to submit your own nominee, who I might miss for worst songs of all time, you can always call, you can always text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Speaking of the text line, you said we have a couple texts on the topic.
I do. From the 262, talking about AI, my opinion is that it depends upon the application. Arts and entertainment would be less of a priority for me than a political ad or something in the educational or medical field. Definitely good point about the medical field.
Yes, certainly. Well, but even art, because then art is...
Is it
I guess it's I guess it doesn't feel as like misinformation-y if it's like a created image just for consumption, because that gets into a whole other thing as far as like the art stuff is just stealing existing work, right? Like it's looking at stuff that already exists in the world. And I just go back to like the writer's strike right now of this assumption upon like executives thinking that they can replace writers with AI. And it's like, you're the ones who just crunch numbers. Like, you don't actually do a job that is creative. I think your job could probably be replaced by AI more efficiently than the creatives could, but I might be a little bummed.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Think of how far computing has come in the 25 years since Pong was invented. Now think of what AI will do in the next 25 years. Our StreamYard link has apparently died. 844-967-2789 if you would like to join us and talk about, should we have warning labels on things that are produced by artificial
intelligence?
Oh, go ahead,
dude.
You're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you either. So I know. I was also talking.
All of a sudden, the screen went blank. I love when that happens.
What were you talking about?
I was filling. That's called a ramp, Kristen. I was ramping.
So I was going to talk about the fact that there's also people who are trying to use this for their job. In that, this was a couple weeks ago or a week or so ago, that ChatGPT is not quite ready to be your lawyer. And one attorney found out the hard way. And so there was one New York attorney who must now face the music for letting AI do the heavy lifting after filing a brief containing multiple references to non-existent cases.
Oh, wow.
Stephen Schwartz of Levitow and Obermann, who has practiced for more than 30 years, so this is not like a fresh lawyer, represents a client suing the Colombian airline Avianca over injuries he claims he got when a serving cart bumped into him mid-flight. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill case, except that Schwartz submitted a brief to the court that included references to what the federal judge hearing the suit called 6 bogus judicial decisions with bogus quotes and bogus internal citations.
Wow.
To support his position. It turns out that he relied on ChatGPT for his legal research, and it simply just made those cases up.
So even ChatGPT will cheat.
Yeah, and insisted they were real and available in major legal databases when he asked the bot for a source.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, you know, you can't rely on it for everything. But then on top of that, there was also the NEDA, National Eating Disorder Association, has a helpline, has a live chat helpline, and they let go all of the humans. And
really?
Instead had a chat, a chatbot to replace all of the people who were actually working. And again, as someone who had an eating disorder many years ago, having a real human to talk to would be important, especially when the chatbots starts giving you bad information that is encouraging you to deepen your eating disorder, which is what happened.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so they have no live support right now. And the nonprofit said the chatbot named Tessa was replaced 6 helpline employees and the 200 volunteers. But then within a couple days, it started giving really bad advice out. And so that goes beyond what a disclaimer could do, I think. But it's just interesting to me as far as people jumping in too quickly to rely on this thing as cost-cutting measures before it's proven to be accurate,
yeah,
proven to be helpful, also just proving to be misleading.
I want to share one more text before we go to break at 844-967-2789. This is completely unrelated, but I love it, from the 414. I hope you know this 10 a.m. new start with you guys forces me to pick between As Goes Wisconsin and The Price is Right. Life is not fair. It's those tough, tough decisions we have
to
make.
Tough calls.
It's hard, I know.
What's the prize? Let's if they're watching it in the background. Maybe we can let us know what the prize is today. Maybe we can start doing a segment. We can start doing a Price is Right guessing segment on the show.
I like that.
To make up for it.
We'll do our best.
We'll see if we can incorporate it one way or another. But thank you for choosing us today, at least. All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to do the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious of headlines. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Millions on alert for unhealthy air because of smoke from wildfires in Canada.
The New York Yankees game last night, smelling like a campfire. New York at one point seeing the worst air quality of any city on Earth. The smoky haze is blotting skylines from Manhattan to Cleveland. More than 400 wildfires are burning across Canada, from the western provinces to Quebec, turning the sky bright orange. Smoke seeping across the border, prompting air quality advisories for at least 80 million Americans as far south as North Carolina. One expert saying if you're exposed to the current air quality in New York for 24 hours, it could be equivalent to smoking 6 cigarettes.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mass shooting at a high school graduation in Richmond, Virginia. A father and his teenage son who was graduating were killed. According to family members, police believe that shooting was targeted. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has begun another Republican campaign for the White House. This is ABC News.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Wishing the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Metnair. And today we are collecting and playing, subjectively, yes, the most annoying songs of all time. And at 11:30, we will have a showdown of debates, yeah, of what is the most annoying song. But Jane has collected a bunch of them to play as bumper music. And so
Carly Rae Jepsen.
That song grew on me, I have to say. That was one of the songs at first I was like, oh, this is so poppy and gross. And like when that comes, I was at a wedding on Saturday and that came on and I was not drunk. Because
no,
obviously.
Right. Because you're expecting.
As I have a baby in me. But I even just now, it's a bop.
I mean, is it lyrically deep and life changing? No, but it's a fun little poppy tune. I don't
gay
hate,
icon.
I don't
Carly
hate
Rae Jepsen.
Is she? I don't hate that song.
Oh yeah.
So submit your suggestions. You can do it 844-967-2789. What is the most annoying song according to you? And then we'll recap it all at 11:30. And you can also leave a comment on all our 97 different streams.
All of our different streams.
All of our different streams.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
All the streams.
But now it is time for our rundown of the headlines, the good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. And you can also let me know if you think that is the best word to describe that headline once we get to it, but you'll have to wait. Yeah. So let's start with the good. Sky high egg prices are finally coming back down to earth.
Yay. Thank
God. Are you a big egg eater?
I will occasionally. I wouldn't say that. No, that I'm not I'm a really picky eater, Kristen. So I will only eat eggs in a certain way.
I did
yeah.
not know that about
I won't
you.
Eat hard boiled eggs. I would never eat basted or what's the ugly one where they float around and look like aliens? Poached. Ugh.
Oh.
But
okay, so this doesn't affect you, but for everyone else who likes eggs, yeah. they're happy about this.
Well, yeah, because this was a major thing. Eggs were up to like $11 a dozen.
Yeah, so the wholesale price of eggs at one point was $5 from places across the country. And so the retail price was obviously a lot more than that. But now the USDA's most recent report on national egg prices puts the typical wholesale price of a dozen eggs somewhere between 99 cents and $1.39.
Yay.
So it should be feeling a little bit better because the bird flu outbreak has eased. Inflation has loosened up its grip on the economy. And so now whipping up an omelet is a little bit more affordable.
It's just one of those things, though, that you never hear about when the prices start coming down. It's egg prices are skyrocketing and the sky is falling and chickens are dying. But when the prices go down and this is good news, it's just like nobody talks about that.
I also most recently, again, thank you, TikTok. I think once we have a house with a backyard, I would not be opposed to having my own chickens.
Oh, really?
I might turn into that person. One, because you get your own eggs, but two, because they eat all your garbage. You can feed them not like garbage, but like compost and stuff.
Oh.
Like, and so it's like a way to say like be more waste free. You get eggs. I don't know. I saw a TikTok about it, and then I was like, someday. But we don't have a fenced in backyard right now. So they would just be chickens running all over my neighborhood, which I don't think would make me very popular.
Well, and I don't think they'd last very long. I mean,
why? Because you don't think I'd take care of them?
No, because there are predators for chickens. My dog, when my husband and I would go on vacation and we'd be gone for 2 weeks and I would let my friend who lived out in the country, she would watch Barkley for us. And they had a 3-acre lot. So lots of room to run, and they never chained them up or anything. They had a dog, too. They did not realize that their neighbor had gotten chickens. And the neighbor let the chickens wander around in their yard. So Barkley killed 9 of their chickens. He was playing with them. They, however,
They were not great playmates.
No. So there are things with chickens that we'll have to talk a little more about.
We'll have to talk through. Yeah. It's a ways away. We just bought this house. Second good headline. For the first time in over a decade, two Madison chefs won a James Beard Award last night. It's the co-owners of the 3-year-old restaurant Fairchild on Monroe Street in Madison, Itaro Nagano and Andrew Kroger. So congratulations to them.
After only 3 years.
Yeah. And actually, I looked up. I have not eaten at Fairchild, but it is very close to where I grew up.
You'll have to check it out.
Niagara Park in Madison.
Yum.
All right. So the bad. Just, you know, is engineering now considered a woke major? Are we anti-engineers because are they part of like DEI or the woke college culture and... Are they, it's indoctrinating students in some way? Is engineering bad now?
Well, doesn't math require a specific response? Then that obviously is discriminatory.
So, the bad. Around $100 million in private donations for a planned engineering building at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is now at risk after Republican lawmakers pulled the project from the state's capital budget.
But we need young people to move to Wisconsin.
So the $347 million engineering building has been up for legislative approval twice. It was first introduced, included in Evers' budget for 2021-23, and was not included then. And he included it again this time around. And last week, GOP members of the Joint Finance Committee did approve about $2.4 billion for the Capitol building projects that included money for Camp Randall Sports Center, so the shell, and a science building at UW-Eau Claire. But the engineering building, literally one of the most popular and growing majors at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and was singled out as a top priority, was axed. And on record, their defense of this was basically Mark Bourne said it shouldn't be surprising that the Republicans trimmed down Evers' original request, but didn't say specifically why not the engineering building. But this is, it goes back to like, I feel like what happened to the Republican Party being like the party of business? Because this is like a coalition of business groups, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Oh, come
WMC, on. WMC urged state lawmakers to fund the engineering building, and they still didn't. It was a joint. There was a joint letter sent on May 31st that said the legislature's support would make sure that the state's top engineering program remains competitive for years. And I just, what is their thing against the engineers? Like, I, you know what? Fine, I don't agree with it, but like the DEI stuff, even the arguments around liberal arts degrees and how they don't, you know, it's a waste of money and these kids taking out college loans for their English degrees or their gender studies degrees, which, you know, was one of the things I studied. And, but like engineering is a very applicable major. And we have 8,000 students apply to the engineering program each year. But because of the space constraints, they can only admit 1,200.
Oh my gosh.
So if they were to actually be able to get this building, they would have be able to have an additional 1,000 undergraduate engineering students and enroll a total of 2,000 graduate students. But without, they just can't fit more people in that building. And so, but not important.
Well, now, isn't this just more proof that they hate Madison and UW-Madison more than they want to do what's right for the people in Wisconsin? I mean,
is that it?
What more do you need?
Like, okay, why fund the sports? Because it's not like Camp Randall. It's like where the athletes go work out. It's like the practice facilities. Like, why fund that but not the engineering building to keep the school competitive and this program specifically competitive for a very practical major that usually leads to jobs and people staying in Wisconsin to use those jobs? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
They want more beefy guys working out, Kristen. They don't need engineers who are solving actual problems. Come on. They want to be, it's manly men. We need more manly men.
But it's also like, it makes us less competitive because there's schools like Purdue and University of Illinois and Penn State and Michigan State that all have between 6,000 and 9,500 engineering students enrolled, which is multiple of what Wisconsin can do right now. And
the fact that the Republican Party's best friend, the WMC, right? Wisconsin Manufacturers. Yeah. Wow. That should say a lot without having to say anything. We have a couple texts. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in from the 262, Kristen, engineering isn't woke. Education is
the bigger
woke.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
The bigger umbrella is, it's got it. Okay.
And what happened to the Republicans being the party of business? I think it was Representative Boebert last year said they should change the name to the Christian Nationalist Party. They aren't Republicans anymore. They are big governments, and they want everyone to align with their beliefs. There's certainly a faction.
And there's also a faction that is very anti all of this. But finally, moving on, because we only have a couple minutes left. I was struggling with what word to label this story as far as how do we categorize this headline.
Sure.
But as USDA considers banning chocolate milk in some schools, one GOP lawmaker wants to require it. And so this is what we're saying is the sanctimonious of headlines today. Gosh, do we all agree a couple weeks back when we were talking about public health crises and what we thought was the most concerning, fourth on that list from the poll that we cited was obesity,
which is a massive
and that's
problem.
Both obesity for adults and also obesity for children. And often, as I love to point out, it comes back to what's in our food and how much sugar and processed chemicals and stuff we put in our food. So the Biden administration is looking to update federal school meal mandates. And one possibility is banning chocolate milk, like milk that has flavoring in it. So it's either would be, you know, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, or allowing schools to serve flavored milk so long as there's no more than 10 grams of added sugar for every 8 ounce, like per 8 ounces. But leave it to Representative Tom Tiffany to make the analogous argument of over my dead body, just like the gas stoves. Not only is he saying that this shouldn't be a law and this should not be the update, he wants to require that every school serves chocolate and strawberry milk.
It's freedom.
And guess what he's calling his legislation?
The Freedom for Milk Act.
Well, it is the Milk Act, which stands for Milk is Indisputably Liked by Kids Act.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Milk, yes. So really standing up for the kids here, that the kids want flavored milk. So we're going to give them flavored milk. And the wokeness of trying to dictate, and this was the exact quote, "Don't be stepping into this field," Tiffany said. "Don't be stepping into this arena where you're basically trying to dictate what milk is being served."
Yeah.
So Tom Tiffany really, really standing up for what the people care about
and
right
he's,
now.
And he's all ours.
Drawing a line. Drawing a line is what matters. And so there you go. The good, the bad, and the sanctimonious. When we come back, new segment we're calling Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, Florida Edition. This is As Good as Wisconsin.
It's hard to look right at your baby.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 45. Highs around 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies. Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Metnair. And all day we are playing what some consider to be the most annoying song of all time. Again, I don't consider that one. I actually like that song.
I would put that on the list.
Really?
Yes. What a poser.
Just because he's he's annoying.
Yes.
Vanilla Ice is annoying. But the song is
catchy.
It's fun. The one that I tweeted out was Nelly Furtado, who I like Nelly Furtado, but like a bird, when that song came out, and still to this day, is just whiny.
And what is the one, it was Sarah Bareilles, that they would play for all the homeless animal ads?
Oh, no, that's Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confusing my Sarahs. Sarah McLachlan. Oh, my God.
Arms of an Angel.
Yes. Oh, God.
That song, that commercial doesn't make you cry. I feel like out of everyone I know, that song would just get you, that commercial would get you every time.
It does, but it's just,
I've never heard that one before. That
really?
People find that song annoying.
Well, because now whenever I hear it, I think of poor starving animals. So it's an associate.
It makes you feel yucky.
It does. It's a bad association kind of thing.
All right. Well, let us know 844-967-2789. What is your most annoying song of all time that you just need to turn off every time you hear it? 844-96-PARTY. But we want to end the hour on, I think we're going to make this into a segment. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes look there. It's the ramifications of my own actions coming to get me.
Whoops.
Whoopsies. So this came from a video captured by, who was this from?
Democracy Watch?
Yeah. Oh, video obtained by Thomas Kennedy of the Democratic National Committee. And it's Republicans in Florida literally begging migrants not to leave Florida over DeSantis's anti-immigration law. Because guess what? Guess who does a lot of the work? Immigrants. And so if they leave and they go to a different state, it leaves a lot of farmers and construction sites. SOL, turns out. So on Monday, Florida Republicans met with migrants to urge them not to leave the state in the wake of a new anti-immigration law that is sparking boycotts of the state. Jane, do we have a clip?
Let's take a listen.
This bill is 100% supposed to scare you.
Y la mala noticia es que este proyecto de ley 100% tiene el propósito de darles miedo.
I'm a farmer and the farmers are mad as hell.
Yo soy un agricultor y los agricultores están bien bravos.
We are losing employees. They're already starting to move to Georgia and other states.
Estamos perdiendo empleados y se están mudando a otros estados como Georgia.
It's urgent that you talk to all your people and convince them that you have resources, state representatives, and other people that can explain the bill to you.
Es urgente que ustedes hablen con sus personas porque tenemos representantes estatales que pueden explicarles este proyecto de ley.
We have the best. We had the best president in my life in the last 30 years, and I'm still supporting Donald Trump. I love my governor. He's the greatest governor. He's the greatest governor.
Yeah, the guy who was so pro-immigration, Donald Trump. I love him.
And DeSantis. I love the both sides of this bill is meant to scare you. We love our governor. Please don't leave. As a reminder, what this law does, it limits social services for undocumented immigrants, allocates millions more tax dollars to expand DeSantis's migrant relocation program, so i.e. shipping them to Martha's Vineyard, invalidates driver's licenses issued to undocumented people by other states, and requires hospitals that get Medicaid dollars to ask for a patient's immigration status. So, yes, it's just supposed to scare people from coming, but you who already live here and are working, you're safe because we need you. Please don't leave. I don't know how you read what the bill does and not think, oh, I need to go somewhere else. And that this is, he tried to argue that the bill has no teeth and that it's just supposed to scare you. And I just don't understand how you can think, you can hear that and logically think, oh yeah, okay, this is fine. We will stick around. And because this guy who still is backing DeSantis and backing Trump, the guys who have pushed this rhetoric forward and actually followed through with it, like literally did take immigrants and put them, bus them to a different part of the state, didn't let anyone know that it was happening. Like, it's not just words. And this is what happens when you double down and follow through on a narrative to rile up your base who is so anti-immigrant. And it turns out that they're only anti-immigrant until it starts affecting them and their bottom line.
Well, and I'm just shocked that that Republican in Florida didn't point out that now all these jobs that migrants have been stealing from people are now available. They're open. There's openings for you.
I know. Come get the
jobs. Come get the jobs. Go work in the fields and help these farmers out, because those nasty migrants have been stealing those jobs for years and years, and we're not going to let that happen anymore.
But now, and so now is your chance. Go get employed.
Don't let it pass you by, baby. Go pick in the fields.
That is this week's rendition of Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes, Florida edition.
And that's not going to end either, because I've seen stories already where construction sites in Florida are empty.
Yeah.
People are not, this is not going away. So good luck.
So there you go. All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, when we come back, what is the most you would spend on a single product? So whether it's a laptop, a TV, a grill, like what is something that you would spend a lot of money on or have spent a lot of money on? Because Apple has now introduced a product that is pretty expensive. And I'm wondering who is going to buy this thing, but maybe it's you. So we will talk about that when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. And we are still taking your submissions for the most annoying song of all time. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. We will be back after the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Ice, baby, tickle. It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moore.